This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now back to 95.7 The Game's Blue and Gold Summit, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill.
We are back at Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill.
This is a crowd, Mark.
This is a crowd.
Wow. I was doing overtime post games, and there was like two people from the other team yelling at me, diehards. I mean, we've come a long way as a station.
Yes, man, we can barely get the six of us back in our seats. There's so much kissing of babies and glad hand going on
out
there.
A lot of babies out here.
Y'all all right?
A lot of love out
guys.
Here.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
Thank you all for being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? And speaking of guests, I'll let everybody in that about a half hour from now, after Dibs and I spoke to Steve Kerr earlier today, we held him on the phone for a little longer, and the other four hosts all had prepared one special question for Steve.
Nice.
And we got his answers to those questions, and we will play those coming up at 5 o'clock and maybe find out which one Steve thought was the best question.
Not only that, but one of the four got the hallowed anointment of that's a good question.
Yes, wow. They did.
And then Mark pressed him on which was the best question, and he wouldn't answer, but then he actually answered.
And then he answered,
and those are two different people.
That's right. So that's all coming up.
It's called the tease, people.
That's all coming up around
looking forward to it.
But.
How are you, Steiny?
We have a joke on our show that all roads lead to Kuminga, but let's create a different road. What if we put Kuminga and the big three aside and ask, of all the other role players, which one do you think is going to have the biggest attachment to the team's success this year? Before we answer, why don't we get a round of applause from all of you by show of applause, and I'll give you all the names first so that you're like, I don't want to applaud because maybe someone else is coming up. But if we ask you, between Pods, Moody, Horford, Buddy, or Will Richard, those are the five that you can vote on. So we'll go through those. Clap for your favorite. How many of you think, again, this is the biggest impact on the team's success outside of Kuminga and the big three? Brandon Pajemski.
Ish.
Wow.
What's going on with Mark?
Wow.
Santa Clara's finest.
You should know Mark. You should have said the white Shohei Ohtani. Right. That's who he is.
All right. That, by the way, that's a whole dynamic in and of itself that maybe we need to discuss.
Wow.
But we'll go next. Moses Moody.
Yeah.
What about, probably not a great day for it, but Al Horford. Yeah, look at you, brother.
Wow, quiet on the set.
Al wants to sign your card. All right.
That's his nephew.
Buddy Hield. My name is Buddy.
Game seven, buddy.
Where y'all at? Yeah, whoa.
All right. And then the flavor of the month. What about Will Richard?
Oh, let's go.
That's wild.
Isn't it funny?
What's wrong, Stein?
Buddy Hield wins game seven on the road. 9 games into a regular season, some kid you've never heard of now gets 5 times the applause.
Steiny, who's
it's
he missing?
Amazing.
Who's he missing?
Well, obviously there's some good people at the top, but I really feel like Quentin Post, when he had a game where he's making threes, clogging the lane, looking more athletic than he looks 40% of the time. He makes 2 threes in the first quarter, and then he gets involved, and he starts going like this. Like
Willard, say Post.
Like,
give him Post.
The nice thing about Post is when he makes shots, he helps you. When he doesn't, just get him out. Just don't play it.
How many of you want to help out Matt Steinmetz and clap for Quentin Post?
Well, I'll take it. Like Kramer with a lawsuit.
You got a few people on your side. Guru,
funny.
Who would you pick? Who would you pick? Pods, Moody, Horford, Buddy, Will Richard,
you know what?
Or Steiny's nephew, Quentin
Post? This fluctuates, but because I'm a team player, I listen to Coach Kerr with you guys like I always do. Every Thursday, and he talked about something that I'm skeptical about in regard to this whole team having, and that's defense. And he talked about Moses Moody, yep. Going Kendrick Burton. Hey, Moody and being the best on-ball defender, and Moody just has an attitude or an aura to him to where, but you'll appreciate this, I don't give a damn. I done been jerked around. Steve Martin, I'm going for mine when I'm out there.
I heard it.
This is the recycled guy, but he didn't get me.
It's a three.
But it's Moses Moody, man. It just is. Defensively, he's shooting a three, and he's just aggressive and has this aura to him where, you know what, Guru, I don't give a damn. I'm out here. I'm going to make the most of it.
I'm not going to double up. I got the same answer for the same reason.
I do, too.
Because he's on both.
Wow.
Well, he's more than any of these other guys.
There it is.
He's on both sides of the ball. He's so important to what they do on both sides. Who would you pick?
I would go with Pods just because the crowd is against Pods, which
Pods plays hard.
If you look at last year, and we all use plus minus, we weaponize it for our own purposes, but just look at it last year, people. Do your homework, for crying out loud. The guy was a plus 265 over the year.
Yeah,
he plays. They do better.
You know what?
Plus minus works over the course of a year. Plus minus in a game, I agree with you. Plus minus in a year, when he plays, the team does better than the other team.
Who does he have overlapping minutes with?
Everyone.
No, Steph Curry.
No, but everyone.
No, I know, but Steph Curry
primarily. Last year, J.K. had the same overlapping minutes, and he was a -3 for the year.
That's a separate conversation. I think that plus minus is a very flawed system to evaluate that player. He is a ball handler who does not have a 2.5 to 3.5 to 1 ratio of assist to turnovers, and I think he puts the team in very precarious defensive positions because he plays way too high on guys who are non-threats, and they're a poor defensive team to begin with, and they get into scramble mode. He's a solid player. I don't think plus minus brings the full palette of what he brings and doesn't bring to the table. He's a hustle guy. He makes a lot of rebounds. I like him.
Takes charges.
He's a six-man. Charges are not just defense. There's more to playing great defense than just taking a charge. Yes, a defensive rebound is nice. Like Danny Fortson, though, Steiny, defensive rebounding does not tell the full story on defense. I think I look at defense in a variety of ways. His individual defense bends their team defense, and I don't think the sophisticated eyeball watches it enough to understand it. That's why I kind of spit on plus minus with Pods.
Right. You could say the same thing about Steph Curry's individual defense.
But his offense is so overwhelming.
No, but we're just talking about
it.
Individual defense.
I agree.
And so, you know,
I agree with that.
And
yes.
You could talk about, you know, a lot of guys' individual defense. As a team, their defense is not great. And Pods individually is not a great defender.
He's not. But I think on this team, it gets, you know, it's worse because
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
They don't have the rim protector.
Yeah, man.
And then when you play him and Steph simultaneously, you're in zone. Man. How much zone have they ran this year when he's in that starting unit and they're letting, what's the guy, number 23, Naismith, he's just walking into threes.
Yeah, it happened.
By the way, the one thing that I found interesting with the Kerr, one of the things, with the Kerr interview is, maybe there was doubt, maybe there wasn't, but let there be no doubt, Moses Moody is their best on-ball defender.
Yeah, I heard it.
That's what he said.
Yes.
Not Kuminga, not Draymond.
Not Gary.
How was that guy not in your starting lineup?
I'm hoping that he omitted Melton on purpose. At this point.
Probably.
Let there be no doubt.
I don't think a coach is in the business of putting expectations on somebody who has a torn ACL.
And hasn't
Watch what Kyle Shanahan says about Brandon Ayuk. It's like, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there. So probably, but no, it's a point well taken that he said it. I think they want Jonathan Kuminga to be a big part of that going forward. He's getting better at it. But in the moment, it's Moses.
Yeah.
Who's not a starter.
Not a starter.
I mean, what made them great 6, 7, 8 years ago, Livingston, Iggy, Clay.
Keep going.
You could throw a million dogs. Draymond, an old version of Dre, you could throw on a young point guard. You can't do that anymore. And they need perimeter defense or that rim protector. Yeah. That's their fatal flaw.
I'm really shocked none of you took Buddy Hield today. I mean, this is the guy that literally won them Game 7. You mentioned it.
Yep.
He was the reason he started out 12-3 last year. He's very streaky. But in the playoffs, it's about making buckets. Moses Moody came up very small.
Yeah.
Brandon Podziemski came up very small. The lights were way too bright for all three of those guys, Post included. Kuminga got iced out. Buddy can win you a game in the playoffs. That's the guy for me. He can win you not one, maybe two. I look at that, a guy like that. A guy like Peyton Pritchard, what he's been in the past. Role players step up in big moments. And hopefully, I'm hoping I'm wrong and it is Moses Moody. I'm hoping it is Jonathan Kuminga so they could take some of that burden off. But for me, it's Buddy Hield.
I don't disagree with you, but I think important to keep in mind that last year in that playoff series, Buddy Hield's a 32, 33-year-old veteran player in the NBA, and all those guys you compared him to are some form of babies.
No, they were.
Who may have been asked to do something in a playoff game for the first time in their lives.
Absolutely, and that's going to be the big question when and if they do get to the playoffs, if those guys can take a leap, because that was holding them back last year.
Yeah, and a lot of those guys look a lot better now than they
did. Is there any world... Like, when David Lee was on this team, I didn't see Draymond taking a quantum leap forward. They had Jared Jack and Carl Landry the year prior. No one saw Draymond taking this quantum leap. Is there any way this team goes somewhere significant this year and Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond are not your top three players?
Mine is hell no.
There's no chance. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Is there something weird going to happen?
Define top three players. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, are you talking scoring, offensively?
On a night-to-night basis, series-to-series?
I think yes. I absolutely think yes. Yeah,
okay.
Like, at least maybe not for an entire playoff run, maybe even not for a series, but in certain games, I know NBA people who think that the reason the Warriors surprised with a title 3-4 seasons ago was because they got what they got from the guys you knew what you'd get.
And Wiggins.
And then Jordan Poole was really good in the regular season, and then Wiggins, like, overperformed in the play. I could see something like that happening with a Jonathan Kuminga.
Okay.
For sure.
Ooh, not in this West, though. Like, that that was a specific type of season in 2022 where it felt like it was wide open. But, okay, barring an injury, of course, because Jason Tatum getting hurt last year in the East, it opened up everything, right? The Nuggets tomorrow will be a very interesting test with all of this. Moody wasn't there for that other game against the Nuggets. That's going to be an interesting matchup. Kuminga, can he do it again? Pods tomorrow, no Steph. I'm very curious to see how this one.
In the,
very important Emirates NBA Cup, boys.
It's huge.
It's huge.
It's big.
You know, that today's
if you think about the year they won the title 3 years ago, Phoenix was dominant. They got knocked off.
Got knocked out.
Dallas was a little bit banged up, and you beat Dallas. And so things can break your way. But I do believe that what you guys are saying, like, if Moody and Kuminga both step up and now they are among your top five players, then you got action.
I just – to think that Curry and Butler and Draymond will be your top three players at March and April, I don't know. Draymond faded in the playoffs. Yeah. He was terrible. Şengün bodied him. The last month of the season, because they went this big marathon just to get to the playoffs – Zubac, Aaron Gordon, he was done by the time the playoffs came. And then Randall, it took his lunch money. So I just wonder, is there any scenario where one of the youngsters rises to the occasion the way Wiggins did?
This is the Blue and Gold Summit at Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill.
Hey,
I'm going to take all your pictures. Look at you all for coming out. Appreciate you. The game's all here. Shasky, Spadoni, Steiny, Goo, Willard, Dibbs, all of you, we appreciate you. We're talking out Warrior basketball. Let's get to Steve Kerr here for a second. I want to ask this question in a couple different ways. Shasky, why don't you lead us off? Just with through these nine games, what kind of a job do you think he's doing?
And he's done a great job. You know, they don't have a starting lineup. So like Steiny said, every night you're like, matchups, who's hot, who's in form, who's available. I think that's really hard. It's totally difficult to, hey, I don't know who my top five guys are. I don't know who my first two subs are. I don't know what my second unit looks like. I think that's really difficult to kind of navigate. And then you have some, let's call it delicate egos to manage throughout the year. And I'm talking vets and young guys. And you just have the normal rigors of the NBA schedule. I think he's been B+, A-, thus far. Like, they don't have a legit starting five.
Danny, what would you say?
Kerr's fine.
Yeah.
Like, he's fine.
For sure, he's fine.
Okay, but when you say Kerr, I'm thinking to myself, well, who's got a better sense of the heartbeat of the Warriors than Steve Kerr? I get you're not asking me should he be fired and they bring somebody in, but I just think he gets it. He's using the first 15 or 20. You know what he's finding out right now? If Will Richard is really going to be able to help him in, like, March, like, I think that's a big part of what's going on. And so I don't – there's nobody I'd entrust this particular team to more than Steve Kerr right now. If for nothing else than complete and utter familiarity.
Well, I mean, look, obviously I'm not asking the question in that framework. However, for what I would argue is at least a year and a half, there has been a Bay Area-wide debate over whether or not at least Steve Kerr and the whole Warriors staff allow young players the right runway and whether they involve them enough in what they're doing. And for that reason, that's why I ask right now about these nine games. I think for those who felt that way coming into this season, you have to at least in the moment feel pretty good about the runway that has been created for some of these young players. For a lot of people, they've been wanting that now for a few years.
Yeah, and if you just revisit his whole career, because he's a made man with four rings, but you're talking about the first nine. I mean, it's out there, and we'll get into it, or we don't have to get into it, but some say maybe the thing with Kuminga might have been personal, but there are people out there that believe that, and that's why he wasn't playing. But for him to insert him into the starting lineup after everything that went off, what we perceived to be drama, he's telling you he's about, growth And then you look at Jordan Poole. Can we count that bucket? Because that was under the tutelage, and I will never forget JP. That was under the tutelage of Coach Kerr.
JP so, was awesome.
And man, and he went awesome. To the G League.
I miss him.
And what, you know, so
he
that happened
hard.
To
he
Coach
hard.
Kerr's watch, man. So I just hate Mike that some smiling. People really believe that Coach Kerr's playing favorites. And now, you guys didn't ask this, but I'll go there. The reason I think Pods is taking heat is because people feel like Kerr treated him differently in regard, we'll give you more leeway to mess up and stay in the game. But people forget, and they go Helen Keller on. No, they didn't have a lot of guys that could handle the ball. That's why the position was
totally different. Totally
different
position,
and,
yeah.
You know, so when you say Kerr, yeah, but he's doing a good job, and the fact that Kuminga's in the start lineup, I mean, what else can you question?
I mean, he doesn't develop young players, although here's Will Richard, a rookie.
Well,
nine games in, he looks awesome. Steve gets no credit.
Moses Moody.
Kuminga now suddenly is
Zion
better.
Zion and Kuminga.
I mean, the whole idea about Kerr and young players, that always cracks me up because, like, you either don't get credit or you do.
Wow.
And now that Kuminga is playing better, you either give him credit or you don't. I give credit to the player, honestly. And the whole notion of, like, development, I think that Kuminga plays now because he's playing better and he's playing the right way, Spadone.
Well, and what I appreciated from Steve, he's not blowing smoke anyone's ass. All right, he is honest with you guys. At the end of last season, he joined you for his exit interview.
Yep.
And he said, and we talked about this all summer long, Joe, whether we're sticking Steve Kerr with that quote was, I'm going to allow a runway for Steph, Jimmy, and JK to start next season. I have to. And he's done that. He's a man of his word.
Yeah.
And it's been, the proof is in the pudding.
You know what the interesting thing there is, though?
Well,
they did it. They did it in camp. We don't see camp. Then there's a preseason game. They get to the press conference, and they're like, so what'd you think of JK with those guys? And he's like, not good.
Yeah.
Not right? good. Didn't look good at all.
In fairness.
Yes.
Moody was the starter at the beginning of the season. It was going to be Moody.
It was going to be.
So it's worked out well.
Yes.
But Moody was going to be the starter.
Was.
It's right. And I'm just saying, like,
no,
you know,
no,
so
it was, maybe it was fortuitous is what you're saying,
words,
how it worked out. For sure.
Correct. He gave a runway to Kuminga because it got jammed down his mouth.
Well,
how about that?
That's Draymond Green's career, isn't it?
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean,
but he was going to start Moody. That's
all right, let's broaden the question. And by the way, everybody sitting here, you can kind of weigh in on this.
The beers are flowing.
Yeah, they are. You see, y'all doing okay?
Yeah, but, hey!
Is everybody at least kind of half drunk at this point?
That's good.
I mean, the subject is kind of like, what if we look at the whole arc of Steve Kerr? I mean, obviously, if we're going to credit the dynasty, the first name that's going to come up is Steph Curry. But how much credit do you give Steve Kerr? Where is he on the list of what has mattered in this dynasty? Kind of where would you put him?
Let me say this. We talked about it in the summer, and it might be a hot take. I don't care. I think Steve Kerr is the greatest head coach in the history of Bay Area sports. Is it or is it not about winning championships in the Bay Area? Is it or is it not?
Bochy got three.
That is how we view coaches.
Three. Yeah.
Walsh has three.
Yeah.
Bochy has three.
Different. Yeah, but
who has four championships?
No, but that's not.
Who has four championships
but this
as a head coach?
No, but that I'm not. It's not a tote board. It's
no, it
not
is,
a,
though.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
And by the way, Steve Kerr has four over a much longer period than when Bill had three.
I mean, does that matter, though? Longevity
it does.
Matters.
Yeah.
The fact that he's been able to maneuver this
Bill Walsh Bill Walsh took over an organization that was just sitting there with nothing.
Sure.
But it's still a compliment, though.
The Warriors were losers my entire life until Steve Kerr got
right, but he, but Steve Kerr came to a team that all the dynasty players were already on it. And they were already a playoff team when he took it over.
So you don't give Steve Kerr as much credit as what Bill Walsh did with the Niners.
100%. Correct.
I disagree.
Correct.
I disagree.
Bill Walsh is just immortalized.
Yeah,
well, I would say this. I would say this.
Nothing away from Steve Kerr, by the way.
He's won four titles.
He
doesn't get the respect he deserves is what I'm saying.
They both had a similar vision. And that is Walsh came in and created something we'd never seen.
West Coast offense.
Steve Kerr... He did something that many coaches would not have been able to do, which is look at that team when he took it over and said, if we play this way,
okay,
we could be an unbelievable problem. And that's what I mean by the vision of both. Like, there are coaches who would have been incapable of understanding how to implement what Steve Kerr and that or coaching staff did.
Steiny,
transform the Warriors.
What happened right before Steve Kerr came to the Warriors? Game 7, Clippers Warriors, 2 minutes to go.
We were at Dana's house.
How many times do I say this to you? I'm fighting for my life. I was thinking, look, Mark Jackson got them to play defense.
Offense wasn't
first time in my entire life, the Warriors played defense. First time ever. But that Game 7, it was Steph Curry ISO'd on the block, remember, against the Lob City Clippers.
Never forget it.
And they couldn't score a bucket with 2 minutes to go. It was a tie game in Game 7. And I look at the way they played basketball the very next year. It was night and day.
Incredible, man.
Well, it was like a nightmare.
People are going to think this is unfair. But I give Mark Jackson credit for saying this is the greatest shooting backcourt in the history of the game. But I also don't think he could have ever done anything to utilize that like Steve Kerr. Wouldn't have known how to do it.
What if we asked you all the second most important person to the Warriors dynasty? We all know number one is Steph Curry. Is number two, is it Steve Kerr?
No.
Klay Thompson.
Joe Lacob.
Is it Draymond Green?
No.
Is it Klay Thompson?
Yeah! Klay Thompson.
I'll tell you why, Mark.
It's Joe Lacob, Mark.
It's Klay Thompson. Combo guard opposite Klay Thompson.
That was later.
Steph Curry could not defend on the perimeter. Klay Thompson, Kuminga's trying to become that guy. He was the best perimeter defender outside of Kawhi Leonard and Rudy Gay and Tony Allen for six straight years. He was the guy. He's the perfect off-ball shooting guard to complement their style of play. He's the guy. He unlocked everything.
Blue and Gold Summit, Jack's Restaurant and Bar here in Pleasant Hill. We are brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Dibs and I get to ask Steve Kerr questions all the time. These other four were told today, give us one question to ask Steve. So we did. We'll play the answers for you next, find out which one of them he liked the best. So that's all coming up on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.